Marvel Walking Movies. This one is for Shazam Fury of the Gods, the sequel to Shazam. When did that come out? 2019. Wow. I remember going to see Shazam. I liked the look of the trailer for it, and I thought it was a really good superhero film, a good twist on the norm that you were used to. Thought it was good acting performances. So I always hoped there'd be a sequel, and here we are. Zachary Levi, Asher Angel, Jack Dylan Grazer, Rachel Zegler, Adam Brody, Ross Butler, they're all back, as is Damon Hounsou. And in this film, we've also got Lucy Liu and Helen Mirren, randomly. I saw a trailer for this. All I want is it to be as good as the first. Or at least not much worse than the first. You know, it doesn't have to be better. But as long as it's on a par, I'll be fine. I liked Shazam a lot. It didn't do great at the box office for a superhero film. I don't know what their expectations were, but I think it did about $300-400 million, which is still a lot of money, but they do cost a lot to make these films. So I'm glad that they have pushed on with a sequel. It'll be interesting to see how this one performs. I think it's one that people slept on and then kind of caught on streaming or on demand or physical media and got into. So people do seem to really like it. The first one. I've not read any reviews of this new one, so I'm going into it totally blind without any expectations other than my own. So yes, that's it. Again, as per usual, there will be no spoilers when I come back after this bit of music. However, if there is stuff to talk about, then I will do that after the final bit of music in the spoiler section. So that's it. Right, I'm almost here. It's already started. Should be getting in just in time for the trailers if I've timed it correctly. And I'll speak to you again, or you'll hear from me again, after this little jingle. Okay, so as you can hear, I am not walking, I am home. And the reason for that is because I grabbed a pizza on the way home. I went to Pizza Hut, I got a Flaming Buffalo. Flaming Buffalo is vegan chicken, chili, green chili, and the chicken, the fake chicken, comes marinated in Frank's Red Hot wing sauce, buffalo sauce, I'm not sure, might be just a hot one, and ranch. It's got ranch dressing on it as well. I actually swapped the green chilies for caramelized onion, just because I prefer caramelized onion to green chilies. I'm telling you this, one, to explain why I'm recording this at home, but secondly, because that was almost better than the film. Alright, so Shazam, Fury of the Gods. There'll be no spoilers at the end of this, because nothing really to talk about in terms of spoilers, but Shazam. Alright, a couple of things. So first of all, the plot is absolutely wafer thin. It was like the polar opposite to Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania, in which I felt there was too much going on at times, I didn't know what was going on. With this film, it could have been an hour long. Like, the plot is stretched so thin, thinner than the pizza that I had. I was just completely bemused by it. I just couldn't believe what I was watching. The one thing that really bugged me in this film that didn't in the first one is Zachary Levi's, or Levy, however you want to say it, his portrayal of Shazam. Let me explain.
So when you have all of the other kids become Shazammed, that's the right verb, they all kind of grow up into, you know, adults, adult versions of themselves, and they behave as they do. When Billy turns into Shazam, then he just acts like an idiot. He acts like a really childish idiot. None of the others do. I don't understand why. In the first film, when it happened, it reminded me very much of Big. The kids are all a bit older now. He's just about to turn 18 in this film. And yet he's still acting like a 9-year-old trapped in an adult's body. It makes no sense. I do not understand the acting choice at all. Now, I also have to caveat that because I don't have a very high opinion of him as a person. Yeah, I'll leave that there. If you want to do your own research as to why I might feel like that way, you can do. But yeah. But at the same time, I'm watching a film, I'm just trying to enjoy it. In this film, he just really bugged me. And I don't think it was just because I was like, oh, I'm not keen on him as a person. I think it just wasn't very good. I guess they were going for comedy, but I just didn't understand why he was so different to everyone else. All of his other friends that had the same powers just really bugged me. Helen Mirren and Lucy Liu barely get anything to do. They're fine in their roles. It's just a very average film with some really ropey at times CG. It's a problem that I've expressed with Marvel films of late, that the CGI has not been very good. In this film, especially when it came to like flying sequences, just really, really poor. Rachel Zegler is new in this film. I thought she was actually the best new addition. I thought she was pretty good. And I still think Jack Dylan Grazer and Adam Brody are both great. Like, they're one of the few kind of kids to adults that works really well for me. I think they both do a really good job in their characters. But yeah, I just thought it was a bit of a pointless film. Hey, you know what I said? No spoilers. There'll be spoilers. There'll be spoilers. There'll be a spoiler bell after the music. It wasn't awful, but nor was it anywhere near as good as the first one for me. I think all the charm that the first one had in this film, it just didn't have it. Another thing as well, really, really violent. I believe it was a 12A. I think it pushed the boundaries at times. There were some really vicious things that happened in the film that I was quite taken back by how violent it was. So no blood or gore as such, but just when you see things, you'll know what I mean. There are things in this film as bad as I saw in Scream 6. So yeah, I thought it was at times weirdly violent when it didn't need to be. I just found the whole thing bloated, and just that fun of the first film is completely gone. I don't know what's going to happen next in the franchise. James Gunn's not mentioned it as being part of his new DCU phase that he's starting. I guess it will depend on how well the film does at the box office. It's not the worst superhero film I've seen, but it's when you compare it to the first one, it's diminishing returns. It's like going from Thor Ragnarok to Thor Love and Thunder. Just a pale imitation of what has come before, and I'm disappointed that I feel that way. I really wish I didn't. It'd be interesting to see what other people think as the reviews are out now. I'll have to start having a look to see what other people thought, but I was disappointed. I think this is going to be another 5 out of 10. I don't think I can give it a 6. It doesn't deserve less than a 5. You know, it was fine. I laughed a few times, but yeah, if you're hoping for something as good as the first film, this to me was a miss. A real shame. So yeah, should you go and see this at the cinema? Depends if you want to see Shazam 2. You know, if you still want to see it, then yeah, go and see it on a big screen. But for me, I don't think it's worth the rush. But make your own judgment. Anyway, that's it for the review without spoilers. Thank you very much for listening. If you want to hear some spoilers, listen to the music and then continue listening, and then we'll be in spoiler town. But until I next get to record, thank you for your support. Thank you for listening. Flynn lives, and fuck the Tories. Okay, spoiler time. So just a couple of things I wanted to highlight, which are spoilers. Alright, we'll go with the one that I wanted to talk about the most, really. And that is the final battle with Shazam. He decides the only way to win the day is to effectively kill himself and people around him. Which he does. It didn't feel emotional to me. That's obviously what they were going for, but I didn't believe what I was seeing. I thought, well, they're obviously not killing him off, that's stupid. But they kind of did, and I was like, wow, that's some brave storytelling right there. And, you know, they made this emphasis that, you know, nothing could be done because, you know, there was no gods left to be able to, you know, return the power, as it were. And then we get Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman, who comes to save the day, because of course she is a god. And she's able to restore the staff back to power in order to give people their abilities back that they had. Despite being dead and buried, literally, this also causes Shazam to come back to life. Okay, well, that's what's happened there. Fair enough. What doesn't happen is it doesn't resurrect Helen Mirren or Lucy Liu. And I don't know why. Is it because they weren't in the same vicinity? Was it because he was in the ground that was being where the magic was happening? I don't know. When that sequence happens, when she fixes the stick, plants start growing where the stick was. Like, life gets back to normal. But there's no explanation to it. And if that's, you know, if the ground being magicked or something caused this or not, I don't know. But again, really, really weird. I just didn't get it. There are two end credit scenes, one midway through, one right at the end. The one midway through has the guys from Peacemaker / the Suicide Squad / I don't know, the Amanda Wallerverse, I don't know, but the guys that work for Amanda Waller, basically, and they are trying to recruit Shazam to join the Justice something. Yeah, you'll see, if you see it, you'll see the joke. The final credit scene, right at the end of the very last bit of the credits, has the return of Mark Bright's character from the first film talking to a worm. I'm not sure if it's a silkworm or a caterpillar or just a worm, but talking to a creature like that, we have a voice modulator who says they're up to some cunning scheme. I obviously forgot about an evil caterpillar in the first film. or maybe this was something new that I hadn't seen before. I don't know. It was very weird. Everyone was a bit confused at the end. So there's that. The three bits that I thought were really a step too far in terms of violence in a film like this was in the opening sequence when they're trying to seal the staff, and one of the security guards gets thrown headfirst into a concrete pillar at some speed. No one survives that. It's really quite grim. I don't know how they filmed it, but it looks awful. So I thought that was a bit too much. Then there's a bit where the wizard is trying to pull a mystic splinter out from under his nail, and they focus far too long on it, and I couldn't even look at the screen. I just watched Scream earlier that day with people that were getting stabbed in the face, and I could see that on the screen. I could not watch this splinter sequence properly. I had to see it in the corner of my eye. It was just absolutely horrid. Oh, just makes my stomach turn thinking about it. And then the third one that kind of shocked me was when Helen Mirren gets speared by the dragon. And not only does she get speared by the dragon, but because she's elevated, she slides down the spike that she's on. And I thought, my God, this is a kid's film? I just found it a lot for what it was. So that's why I thought it was a bit much. But there you go. So that's it. That's all I've got to say about that film. It's done now. I'm sure I'll see it again at some point with the family. But I'm in no rush to see it again. I hope you, if you do decide to watch it, you have watched and you listen to this. I hope you enjoyed it more than I did. But, man, high hopes and low returns. There you go. It's the way the cookie crumbles sometimes.